Welcome to our podcast. Today we are going to be talking about parents' opinions on the topics discussed for the other groups. Our hosts for today are me, Flynn,
me, Autumn,
and me, Ollie.
The first question we'll be asking today is, how do you feel about the boundaries used on kids nowadays?
That's a wonderful question, thank you. I think that they are necessary, both personal and those imposed on them by family, school and society, which will help them in the future and keep them safe.
I agree with you there. I believe that parents should have an element of trust with their child. Most boundaries are reasonable and flexible these days.
Yeah, that's true. I think they're quite fair, but some children may not have boundaries, and in my experience, some children have become more unruly than the ones with boundaries.
As young children, we can agree with this very much.
This leads on to our next question. What boundaries would you use on your kids?
If my child wants to go out with their friends, then they have to be home at the time stated, and they have to keep me updated on who they are with and where they are heading if they want to leave the general area of our home.
I wouldn't have any stone-carved boundaries. My children just need to stay safe and follow basic human etiquette.
Their screen time has to stay unconcerning. They have to go to bed at reasonable times. They have to work on doing well in school or just need to stay focused. They need to act their age when it comes to relationships with boys and girls.
Those are some great views on a topic which someone our age would have very strong views on.
Our next question is a biggie. How do you feel about children having or being on social media?
I would feel worried as you never know what they could come across on the platforms they use.
I hope that we've taught them enough to know to be aware of the dangers and not do any harm. Sometimes it's hard to get them off the platforms as they seem so addictive. I also worry about social bullying and the content of what they're looking at.
I think that it's okay for kids to be on social media as long as they mention what is happening and I know if they've seen something that they shouldn't have seen.
I think these are some great views and I think us young people can agree with you.
Our next question links into this. What are your opinions on social media? You can be as honest as you want.
I feel it should be better regulated by those in charge of it. I feel it is good in one respect for communicating with others, but it should never replace that face-to-face contact or conversation. I also feel like there is a lot of negativity on social media, but as long as my child understands the situations, I am happy with them using any social media platform.
My child feels included on social media, so that's great, but it needs to be monitored as it can be dangerous.
I think that it's great, but privacy settings are so important.
Those are some amazing views, and a young person would be able to see your side on this situation, so I don't think this would cause a fuss.
We believe this next question is important. Do you think that your children's friends have any influence on their behaviour?
Yes, to a certain extent, although worryingly, bullies influence my child's behaviour from the fact that they are scared to wear certain clothes, have certain hairstyles due to the reactions of their peers. I do think, though, that they know their own mind and values so that they know not to be influenced as much by their friends or peers.
The people who are important to my child, yes, but the people who are just mutual friends, no. I think that my child would be able to decide whether they want to follow their friends or make their own decisions.
In my opinion, I'd like to think that my child is able to make their own decisions and decide what they want to do and what they want to say.
Those are some great opinions. I think that we can all agree on that.
This leads on to our next question. Do you think your children know the difference between a toxic and a healthy relationship?
I think yes, as children, when they are younger, they experience situations where they learn from this. They learn what is toxic and what is healthy. I think that they do have an understanding of the differences.
Yes, I can honestly say that my child will be able to understand what's happening and know they can come to me or their friends if they need advice on whether a relationship's gone sour.
I can agree with the other parents on this and say that children will be able to tell the situation.
Thank you for talking on this podcast. If you want to hear more on this, please listen to our summary episode.